first things first, I'm really proud of you, Alex. As we were talking this morning, I found out that you've been living in your place for a couple of days now, and you're a big girl because you made a big home purchase yesterday.
I did. My first huge home purchase. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm very excited to hear what it was, because you were like, oh my gosh, guys, I can't wait to share this with you.
I went to Macy's.
Okay.
At Castleton Mall yesterday, and I got Kate Spade salt and pepper shakers!
Did you say Kate Spade salt and pepper shakers?
Yes, and they are so cute, and that is my big first home purchase. Can I get a what?
What? I think we have something at our house, Kate Spade, like a picture frame that we have our wedding photo in. Isn't like Kate Spade's like a fashion designer, right?
Yes.
Okay, so are these like high-end salt and pepper shakers then? Like,
they're not high-end.
Well, I'm just wondering, because I always thought it was like a bigger deal. Like, Kate Spade.
It's slightly more expensive, but it isn't like outrageous. I mean, if it was outrageous, I couldn't afford it. But
what are these salt shakers like? Like, are they certain colors?
It has some pepper on it. Like, on the pepper shaker, it has like a pepper shaker picture, and then it says, some like it hot. And then on the salt shaker, it has a pretzel. And then I don't remember what that one says. Probably something
some
about
like
salty.
It salty.
Not some like it, but it's something about being salty. But anyway, they're really cute and funny. And they're like, Kate Spade staff is like cheeky. They have cute sayings and stuff.
Is it $1 billion? Like, how much are we talking
yeah,
here?
Yeah, what's the price?
It was just $30.
What?
Was that a lot?
Oh my God!
For salt and pepper shakers.
I don't know.
I don't think I spent $30 in my entire life for salt and pepper.
Well,
you can steal them from Denny's.
Okay, no. I mean, I've never bought salt and pepper shakers before, so I don't know what the average price is.
That's like a tank of gas.
I thought I saw some online. Well, I thought I saw salt and pepper shakers online for like $20, so I didn't think it was that much more expensive. Salt and pepper shakers?
Keep on talking. I'm going to go into Google. I'm just going to search.
He's Googling. He's going to find something like $1.
No, you guys are just guys, so you're like, just use a plastic thing or whatever. But
okay,
like,
bestseller on the $15. $15. Kohl's got it for $6. Hold on. Hammerhead Copper Salt. Okay, these are $30. So maybe I think you got the higher end salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, but that's not crazy. I mean, $15, $20.
If my wife came home with $30 salt shakers or salt and pepper shakers, my wife would go back to wherever with those $30 salt and pepper shakers.
Dude, what kind of salt are you going to put in there? You have to buy expensive high-end salt
now.
Yeah, you
normal.
Can't get the cheap generic brand. You got to get like salt from the sea.
No, salt. I'm just sticking with normal stuff.